Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here.
We talk a lot about health, but your gut is where it all begins. A balanced gut can improve everything from your digestion and energy to your immune system and even your mood. That's why Simproof, Ireland's number one for gut health, is such a game changer. And right now, for Black Friday, you can get 25% off their live and active bacteria supplement. Each daily shot is packed with billions of friendly bacteria that actually reach your gut alive and start working to restore balance where it matters most. No capsules, no powders, just a refreshing, water-based drink in four great flavours. Take it first thing each morning, 10 minutes before food or drink, and start feeling the difference. A healthy gut supports your whole body, so don't miss 25% off Simproof's 12 and 4-week programmes now at simproof.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
The government has announced a new plan to combat declining spend by visitors. Peter Burke is the Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment, and he joins me on the line now. Minister, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. So the stats are there. In the first 10 months of 2025, expenditure, including airfares or whatever by foreign visitors, was estimated to be around 4.7 billion. In the same period last year, it was 5.4 billion. So that's a significant drop, 12, nearly 13%. Why?
Well, first of all, we have a very strong plan to increase our revenue now over the next number of years. We have a plan now that will sustainably grow our revenue, our visitor numbers, and critically, our career pathways into the tourism sector, which are so important. And one of the key things I've done now is I've put key performance indicators into our state bodies, because we all know what gets measured gets managed. And that's the approach that I will be taking. In relation to numbers, I have seen over the last 3 months, there has been an increase now in growth again. So our numbers has increased by 4% in October. That's the third consecutive month of growth. We've had obviously a challenge in relation to the airport cap right up to the summer. And what's really heartening is to see that over this winter, we'll have 12% more seats, 17% more from the US, 13% more from Germany, and those key markets in Europe, which will help, I think, our spend towards the end of the year. And one of the important things is we're trying to do through this plan as well, Ciara, is grow the season, because we know so much of the activity, the lion's share, happens between May and September. But I'm trying to lengthen that, really doing a lot more for St. Bridget's Day and the home of Halloween as well.
But I suppose, Minister, there's no point having a plan to fix any issues unless you know what the issues are in the first place. So to go back as to why there was that major fall off, 13% in tourism numbers and tourism spend, do you understand why that was happening? What is your research showing you?
I'd very robustly challenge that it's a major fall off, because 2024 was a bumper year for tourism. And when you can see numbers have increased over the last 3 months on that bumper year, I think we're getting into a better place as well. I've also offered up the rationale in relation to the airport cap, which was a significant inhibition for flights coming into the country and had a very significant challenge. We had about 10% less seats coming in prior to the summer, which was a big, big challenge for forward bookings. But now we have that resolved for the time being. Obviously, government through Minister O'Brien will be coming forward with legislation shortly on it. But also we know that there are some markets that need more encouragement. So other reasons are that we're trying to grow our less mature markets, some brands that are in their infancy now, trying to grow them by a minimum of 7%. But also one of the key areas of research that I'm doing is in relation to digital and online offerings. About 80% of visitors come into our country, book online and really look at their offering online. And about 30% of them use generative AI to plan out their itinerary. So one of the key areas in this plan is to expand Fáilte Éireann's work programme to work with so many businesses to improve their digital offering, their digital transformation and sustainability to ensure they're getting into those markets. I think that will make us more competitive in the future as well for attracting visitors.
Okay, I'm just looking at a text that came into us here on The Hard Shoulder. Tourism dropping is not a surprise. We've nothing new to offer. Accommodation prices up. Food prices up, alcohol prices up, fuel prices up, car hire too expensive, and so on. Surely prices are deterring people too?
I don't think so. If you look at a key statistic in our research, is that when Irish people travel abroad, they spend more money than overseas visitors do in the Irish economy when they come here. So I think there's a huge amount of opportunity in Ireland, and particularly in those less mature markets that we'll be doing a huge amount of work on through this plan. And which is so important, that we're going to be working now bringing tourism as part of all our future trade missions, taking counterpart with Enterprise Ireland and the IDA, and that will attract new markets because we've about 21 routes now in North America, direct flights. We've added three on this year, Denver, Nashville and Detroit, and again that will provide a lot more opportunity in terms of our connectivity and be a very significant resource. And as we work through with those various different areas, the 46,000 SMEs that provide that unique, authentic offering, I think we have a huge amount of opportunity to grow the sector. And I've set very ambitious targets for our state agencies. We're looking very significantly to grow our domestic revenue up to 5.8 billion and our overseas revenue from overseas tourists to 9 billion. So we really
I'm surprised, Minister. I'm surprised now because every single person listening to this programme will be texting, I'm sure, to say it is expensive to holiday in Ireland. We do find better value when we go abroad. You're saying it doesn't, price doesn't influence budgeting to come to Ireland, isn't influencing tourism decisions?
What I'm saying is that Irish people travelling overseas, this is a fact, spend more money than overseas visitors do when they come to Ireland on the various different offerings that we have. I'm saying to people that we have a significant amount of less mature markets that I will be working on that will provide a huge amount of value for people, particularly in the Midlands and Ireland's hidden heartlands. We have a lot of work to do in that area, and I'll be bringing forward a culinary strategy next year, which my data is telling me is an area that visitors into the country are hugely impressed by, particularly in relation to our food offering and our beverages. We have a new distillery trail which we launched last Friday, which again is focusing on the visitor centres and the add-on that they have to our distilleries. And we have so many gems right around our country, from the Hill of Uisneach, which is the mythological centre of Ireland, which we want to really enhance by drawing that in stronger into our capital offering too. Bordnamona has about 38 million to spend in our tracks and trails through the regenerative projects.
Oh yeah, look
at
it. Nobody would doubt that there's lots on offer in Ireland and that it's a beautiful country to visit. I know you've said that we need more hotels, that there's 11,500 under construction at the moment across Ireland, the vast majority of those in Dublin. Do you expect the price of accommodation to come down once those 11,500 beds come on stream?
Yeah, I think the market is very clear in supply and demand and economics. When you bring more supply into the market, obviously the market will become more competitive. We have about 8,600 of those in Dublin, 11,500 nationally. We have about 36,000 outside of that, which are in the planning process, which again should give, you know, a lot more value into the system. But we have significant capacity there. And particularly as we withdraw from state contracts, we had through the humanitarian response back in 2022, about 13% of our hotel accommodation under contract to the state. Mm-hmm. We've that down under 5% now. So you can see we're driving that down. More bed spaces are coming into the marketplace. And that should provide more competitive offerings as well.
Should
as
that be lower, Minister, than 5%? And if so, where is the aim?
Oh, absolutely, it should be. And we're working to do that. And you can see that it is a downward trajectory. We want, you know, an approach whereby hotels, particularly, you know, in smaller counties and more rural areas, are for our tourists coming in. They're going to be spending money in the economy and drive forward so much of the economic activity that we have. Whether the state has an obligation and a response to do humanitarian areas in other areas, like we have done through City West, in terms of offering that state-backed approach rather than relying on the private sector, which is not an approach I want to see.
Yeah, what about accommodation specifically? I know you mentioned the need to work on our food, but there were stats out that show that accommodation costs in Ireland have gone up 77% since 2016. Now, your own cabinet colleague, Patrick O'Donovan, said he accused hotels of robbing people up to the eyeballs when they get a chance in this country around big events, etc. I mean, those figures are pretty startling, aren't they, Minister?
Well, first of all, I would say, Kira, genuinely, there is a huge amount of value there in the system. I have met so many family hoteliers around this country who are offering such an authentic, real experience, which is so, so sought after. And
absolutely,
they are very
but just
competitive.
To go back to those two stats, 77% increase since 2016.
Yeah, and you're always going to have, essentially, when there are significant events on, there is a challenge in relation to the offering there. And I've been on the record of saying that too. You know, you don't see the price of a coffee going up in the local coffee shop, but you see hotel prices increasing, particularly in a small cohort, I would add. The vast majority of hoteliers are responsible. And remember, they have had significant cost increases over the last number of years, particularly with the improvements for employee rights and the trajectory to a living wage and sick pay and other areas. They have, you know, had a significant amount of cost and energy strategy, but we're working with all of them. And that's one of the key things that this policy does. It reflects that SMEs now are delivering the tourism project. They are back in the real home, which is the Department of Enterprise. And that's why we want to work with developing the model, trying to reduce costs for businesses like we are this year with the VAT rate cut. That will give businesses an opportunity to reinvest and focus on their value proposition. In sustainability, we have a number of grants that will do what we want to do best, is not to be taking money off businesses for utility bills. They can do working with SCAI and other agencies to reduce their utility bills by becoming more sustainable, and also get more revenue in by investing in the future and digitalisation, which we will be working very closely with our businesses over the years ahead.
So you would accept then that the government has piled costs on hoteliers in this country, and that perhaps has led to some of these price increases?
Well, first of all, I was the Minister for Enterprise who changed that approach. Don't forget that there has been a lot of government-imposed regulatory increases over the last number of years and accumulation of them. But once I got into the Department of Enterprise, I was the Minister that shouted stop. I reset the clock in relation to a living wage. I ended the increases in sick pay. I did not abolish the sub-minimum rates. There's so many areas which I've looked at viability, and obviously the VAT rate will be a significant asset to them. And that's why we have 2.82 million people, a record, going to work in our economy today. I want to focus on viability and also ensure that employees have good, well-paid jobs in our economy. And that's why I'm really focused on development of careers in this area, working with Sullis and SkillNet and the Hospitality Forum to ensure that we're bringing good careers in, and our tertiary education has to step up to the mark and developing career pathways here as well. So that's important also.
Okay. Minister, before I let you go, I just want to ask you about this issue around the renaming of Herzog Park in Dublin. We know that issue has been taken off the agenda, but will still be discussed at that City Council meeting this evening. There's a group of councillors there who have described Micheál Martin's intervention against the plan as a chilling form of political imitation and an abuse of power. They say it's overreach from the Taoiseach to have said what he said. What do you say to that?
Absolutely not. I think the Taoiseach was well within his rights to express what is a very difficult time for the Jewish community. And we have to really reflect what it's like to be a member of the Jewish community in Ireland and to look at the culture and heritage they've had, in particularly in that area back from the 1970s with little shops and businesses and the culture that they have had. We have to be very careful in terms of the message that we're sending out. And this former president for a decade in Israel was born in Belfast, lived in Dublin. There's a huge amount of rich heritage there, and we have to protect and really, you know, that has no reflection in terms of what the government is currently doing, in my view, which we have spoken up against.
Councillor Perry, one of the councillors involved here, has said local authorities are explicitly established as independent corporate bodies, and place name changes are a reserved function for the elected members of the council. This is a serious and alarming overreach.
Well, it would be a poor day if the government could not speak out against something it sees as inappropriate in the local authority sector. Why is it inappropriate? The proof is in the pudding. They withdrew the proposal that is in front, the executive did, because the process wasn't followed properly in the first instance. And I do know we just have to be very careful in relation to this. And, you know, we have a huge amount of to consider. And the government has, in terms of reaching out to the Jewish community, making them feel welcome, ensuring that their culture is celebrated, and not trying to erase it in a proposal like this, which I think is very regressive in a modern society.
All right, Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment, Peter Burke, thank you for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here. We talk a lot about health, but your gut is where it all begins. A balanced gut can improve everything from your digestion and energy to your immune system and even your mood. That's why Simproof, Ireland's number one for gut health, is such a game changer. And right now, for Black Friday, you can get 25% off their live and active bacteria supplement. Each daily shot is packed with billions of friendly bacteria that actually reach your gut alive and start working to restore balance where it matters most. No capsules, no powders, just a refreshing, water-based drink in four great flavours. Take it first thing each morning, 10 minutes before food or drink, and start feeling the difference. A healthy gut supports your whole body, so don't miss 25% off Simproof's 12 and 4-week programmes now at simproof.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.